The Best of Broadway is heading to Abilene. With this year's Broadway and Abilene season just around the corner, it's time to snag your tickets, sit back, and enjoy the shows. From a Disney favorite to dancing celebrities, this year's lineup will have the audience standing for applause. Abilene Cultural Affairs Council Sydney Levesque stopped by our studio to share all about the upcoming productions. Now, these just aren't locally produced shows. These are professional touring casts.
These are national touring shows that we get every year into the Abilene Civic Center, and we partner with celebrity attractions to bring these shows here. And we really want to encourage people to sign up now for their season passes. The first show isn't until November 12th, but our season tickets are on sale now, and they start at only $92 for all four shows. You can't beat that. If you went to New York City and Broadway, you know, some of those tickets are, you know, $150. So it's a real bargain, and these are professional shows. These are beautiful, lavish costumes and sets.
So we know the quality is going to be good, but let's get into the exact shows that will be hitting the Abilene Civic Center stage. The first one in the lineup is a unique production. Tell me a little bit about Ballroom with a Twist.
That's November 12th, Ballroom with a Twist. It doesn't actually, like, have a plot, but it is, it's pure entertainment, and it's going to have the stars that you have seen on TV in such popular TV shows as Dancing with the Stars, So You Think You Can Dance, and finalists from American Idol. So top shows on TVs. It's pretty neat to get to see these celebrities live on the stage.
The next show in the lineup is a family favorite. It's one of my personal favorites. Can you guess what it is?
Come on and lift your glass. We want your own free pass to be our guest.
If you're stressed, it's fun dining, we suggest.
Be our guest, be our guest, be our guest.
We're thrilled to have Beauty and the Beast here again. And of course, it has those wonderful songs like Be Our Guest, Be Our Guest, and all of those things that you love to sing to.
The production after that isn't a childhood favorite. It's more of a mature themed show, but it's still a huge fan favorite.
Darling, give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, steaming, flaxen, waxen. Give me a down to there, hair, shoulder, length, or longer.
Yes, hair is coming. The national tour of Hair has never played in Abilene. So this will be the first time, and you don't want to miss it. The show was groundbreaking in the 1960s. Now, the musical is very different from the movie musical, but the musical's much more entertaining, in my opinion. This version of Hair does not have the iconic nude scenes, so that's important to know. But it does have some mature language and themes.
And the last show of the series is not only boasting numerous Tony Awards, but it will also have a well-known celebrity among the cast members.
Hello, Dolly! On April 3rd, we'll complete our four-show season in the spring. And Hello, Dolly! Was first produced on Broadway in 1964, and it has won 10 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. So you know that this is a top-quality show. And that is with Sally Struthers. So if you watched All in the Family back in the day, or you've seen reruns on TV, she played Gloria. So we are thrilled to have a celebrity like Sally Struthers come across the stage here in Abilene.
The Abilene Cultural Affairs Council is dedicated to preserving the arts and providing entertainment for the big country. One of their other upcoming events is giving the public a chance to support that mission.
Our annual Hearts for the Arts luncheon is October 21st. That's a Monday at the Abilene Country Club. Tickets are only $15. So come out, and Abilene High School's Pure Gold Choir is going to be singing some of the songs from our Broadway season at this luncheon. So it's just kind of a great way to kick off the year. And like I said, tickets are only $15. Give us a call.
And that number is 325-677-1161. For more information on the Broadway and Abilene series or the upcoming Children Performing Arts Series production of Angelina Ballerina, you can visit the Abilene Cultural Affairs Council's website at abilenecac.org.